unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
On behalf of Grassroot News, the producers of Let's Talk About Race, and our crew of journalists at Let's Talk About Race, we wish you all a very happy Kwanzaa.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk About Race. I'd like to end the show by saying every day and in every way, we hope you agitate for social change. Thank you for listening.
For more information on Let's Talk About Race, visit us on social media. We're on Facebook at Let's Talk Race 1, or check us out on Instagram at LTAR Show or www.letstalkrace.net.
The following program has been produced by Grassroot News Northwest.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and on the web at kboo.fm.
Did you know that KBOO is one of the oldest independent radio stations in the nation? We've been on air for 52 years because of individual supporters like you. Donate to KBOO today and help us reach our $50,000 fundraising goal on GiveGuide. Just go to kboo.fm/give and show your support for fiercely independent, community-funded radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen James from Prison Pipeline. On December 21st, we'll broadcast your holiday messages to and from your loved ones in prison. Write your holiday message or record your voice using Zoom and email your message to kbooppc@gmail.com. Then tune in to Prison Pipeline on December 21st to hear your holiday messages to your loved one. Again, send those written or recorded messages to kbooppc@gmail.com. And from all of us at Prison Pipeline, stay safe, be well, and all the best during this holiday season.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hard Knock Radio, hanging out with you this afternoon. And I usually, when I have this gentleman come on our show, I usually go way back in the archives, 1986, and I play Rapaholic, you know?
That's way back.
Yeah, because he's one of the first people in the Bay Area to actually put out a record. You know, there was Too Short, there was Capital Tax, and there was him. And he was actually, in my mind,
Gotta get off the motorcycle mic though too.
Oh, motorcycle mic is the preeminent one. That's right.
Got to, brother. Got
he's
to.
He's the very, very first one.
That's right.
1981.
No question.
But you know, you also had the what you call it? You also have the honor of winning one of the first rap contests here in the Bay Area. That's how I first wound up knowing that record.
Real talk, man.
I'm a rap-aholic.
Hey, but I wanted... the funny thing about that, Dave, is that was like our little record that we was just doing for fun, and all the other stuff was hardcore, and we submitted about 10 different songs and different names, and when they chose that, my man Chaos was like, man, how the heck they choose that? Because he didn't produce that song. He produced all the other songs, and he was mad that they chose Rapaholic. And we were just laughing because we thought it was like a corny song, but they made me put it in at the end. So it's crazy, bro.
Right. Well, DJ Chaos was a legend in himself, and he kind of represented an aspect of the Bay that we know about, but I don't know if the rest of the country can fully appreciate that it was, you know, what drives the Bay is funk.
No question.
Funk music, you know.
No question.
And, you know, a lot of times it kind of gets lost in the sauce. But, you know, before we kind of get into what you're doing now, you know, how would you describe the funk and, you know, in your relationship to it and the Bay's relationship to that aspect of music?
I mean, the funk basically is the one, man. You start on that one, you got that thumping bass line. I mean, the bass line is the funk, man. If you don't got that funky bass line, I can't call it funk. A lot of folks call it they music funk, but if you're not on that one and you ain't got that bass, boom, 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 you know, that's not funk to me. So we driven by the funk here. My cousin, the maestro, Keenan Foster, he's one of the funkiest cats I know. He used to work with Short back in the day.
Too short for people who don't know.
He introduced me to the funk, and Chaos is a funk disciple. So being around those two cats, I had no way to avoid the funk. And my mom, you know, she had the 8-tracks with the Parliament Funkadelic, you know, 8-tracks on the what we used to call them back, the component sets back in the day, man. It had the 8-track, they had the radio, had the record player all in one, and it was a big old piece of furniture.
Oh, so you're a 70s baby.
Oh, yes. I was born in 65, so yeah, I grew up in the 70s, man.
Right. So let me ask you this, you know, because Too Short, who you mentioned, once said there's a difference between how funk is embraced and uplifted from coast to coast. You emphasize if it don't got that funky bass line. But Short said when you go to other parts of the country, it's that drum that
it's
drives
true.
The
it's
bass.
True.
But out here, it's that thumping bass line. So,
yeah, that's real talk. No, that's real.
So that's where you're coming from.
Oh, I'm coming from the foundation of the bass line, man. That's Oakland, man. Oakland is bass lines, man. We known for funky bass lines for sure.
Okay, well, you know, why don't we kind of introduce the show with a song that you recently did, which has a funky bass line, and then we're going to talk about, you know, what Nauru, who is our special guest this afternoon, educator, is about. You know, I'm giving him a hard time because he's a music guy, but he's also an esteemed educator with a new project out.
Thank you, brother.
Let's see if you know this song. It is called No Gas. With a funky bass line.
I made that bass line, so I'm loving it. That's the only song on there I produce.
Well, we're going to come right back, and we'll talk to Nauru.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up the game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up your game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. Why you still driving around in the gas guzzler? That's a shame. It's time to wake up, brothers, and my sisters too. What you rolling in? Go electric, save some dividends. Global warming is the real deal. All the carbon floating around in the air is gonna get us killed. I'm just telling you the truth cause I love you. Not looking down cause you know I ain't above you. We all in this together. The climate is changing. Can't you feel the weather? So we gotta do better than we doing now. You not knowing?
Let me show you how. Ride a bike and get a little exercise. Walk more, drive less, open up your eyes. Take public transportation. The train or the bus, we need your participation. All you children, tell your parents that it's real cool to pull up in electric cars at school. Pick up a friend, maybe you can carpool. Hip learning, my name is Nauru. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up the game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up your game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. My whole house is electric. Water heater in my stove, don't forget this. Solar panels all on the roof. Come over, see, I'm telling you the truth. We even got solar generators. If the power goes out, we gon' have some for later. Called up PG&E. Shut off all the gas, cause we really don't need to be burning up the air with the fossil fuels. It's something that we really don't need to use. Solar power, water, and the wind are more sustainable. Run and tell a friend. It's time now we all take a stand. Every girl, every woman, every boy and man. Yeah, we can stop using gas. Time is running out, so we need to do it real fast. Our youth deserve a future that's bright. Yeah, so we gotta win the fight. Make this corporation do a change up. We've been lagging, time to step our game up. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up the game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up your game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up the game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. Go electric, step up your game. No gas, that's fossil fuel, man. You could go electric, save the planet, man.
We're back here, the name of the song. No gas with a funky bass line. That's the type of bass line that would make you squint your face as if you really did have gas.
That's funny, bro.
A little double entendre there, but let's talk about this. This is a long time in the making. You made headwaves, I want to say almost 10 years ago when you did a project called Hip Learning.
No, it's been 15, bro.
Has it been that long? Wow.
15 years. 15 years, yeah.
Now we're just going to say 10, man. You know,
all right.
You know, but I remember when you did it, and a lot of teachers were very happy because it gave them an important tool to use in the classroom. But here we are 15 years later. Let's talk about this project. Why did you revisit Hip Learning? Looks like this time you got some notable folks on this project, but let's talk about the concept and where it stands now and why it's so important when we talk about education.
Well, for one, Dave, the old project is still selling to this day, and I get checks every month, so I'm really grateful to the community and to the people, and it was all word of mouth. I didn't really put a lot of money into advertising. So I wasn't really tripping off of doing another one, but people kept asking me. So the public and the people are the one kept asking, when are you gonna do another Hip Learning project? And I'm really been into the environment and things that's going on in our planet and our community, and I'm inspired by a lot of different people. And so I decided I was going to go ahead and do another one, but I didn't really want to produce all the music this time. So I reached out to a lot of different producers. I got my man Bars, my man Ricardo Love on here. I got Kenny Brooks and this brother, I can't think of his name right now, but he produced another joint on there. So I really only wanted to do most of the lyrics this time. And I wanted to make it a more of a community project. So I got a grant from the City of Oakland, the Cultural Funding Program. Got to always shout them out. You know, this is my second grant I've gotten from them. And that's how I fund a lot of my projects now. I'm a grant writer, so I write grants for my projects and get those done like that. And I just wanted to do something and show that Black people, you know, care about the planet too. And there are things that we can do to help each other out. And it came about, everybody I asked to be on it didn't get on it. There's some bigger names who were supposed to be on here. I'm not gonna bust them out right now, but I keep it moving. You know, you say you're gonna do it, but you don't show up. and go on to the next, man. And everybody that was meant to be on here is on here. That's how I look at it. So it's a beautiful thing.
So, you know, we all grew up where we either saw Sesame Street or, you know, people who might be a little older might remember Schoolhouse Rock, where we learned how to make a bill.
I'm just a bill. Well, I'm only.
Yeah. And I bring this up because all these things were done through music. Music was a tool to teach. And I was real surprised that we didn't see more projects like the one that you're doing. I know that for a while there was a young cat that was, I'm trying to remember his name. He was a kid favorite for a while. He was a DJ, and he would do a bunch of kiddie shows. But, you know, you would have just thought that this would be par for the course. You get in here, we want to learn about, like as you just talked about, the importance of bike riding and not just riding a car and, you know, and having, you know, gas guzzlers. We would have had no gas, right? Or we would have a song about water, which I want to play next, where, you know, you're talking about H2O. Why don't we see more of that approach, that cultural, musical approach towards learning in 2020 when we know the impact that it has on people?
I mean, I think there actually are a lot of products out there, because when I write grants, I have to research other organizations that are doing it and show why mine is different. So there's actually a plethora. That's your word. I got that word from you, by the way, Dave, back in the day. I'm just going to say, listening to you, Dave, has definitely expanded my vocabulary. Plethora is a word that I learned from you. It had to be over 10 years ago. So that word is in my vocabulary. You and Stephen A. Smith, bro, from ESPN. Y'all always up my vocabulary. So plethora is my word. I keep that. I got that from you. I'm going to give you props. But there's a plethora of people doing this work. It is not promoted because, you know, it's not really good for business to have Black people learning things. You know, we can look in how music is marketed now. So there's arithmetic, there's history, there's math. All of those projects are out there, and there's different organizations doing it. You have to go look for it, though. It's not going to be presented to you on mainstream radio or media. So you got to search for. They're all there, brother, and some really good projects too.
Well, I believe that, but again, we come back to, why is it not front and center in these classrooms in the way that it needs to be? And so, even though there may be a lot, you know, it's not a front and center thing to the degree that it should be.
Dave, let me tell you this, brother. I'm from Oakland, born and raised. I have never done a hip learning show in any Oakland public school.
Wait, what?
I have tried. Listen to what I'm saying. I have tried to do my hip learning shows in every school. And now listen to this, Dave. For free, I have offered free assemblies, free concerts to every school I went to, starting with Martin Luther King School in West Oakland. And I actually met with the superintendent years ago. They changed, like, you know, you change underwear, so I don't know who it is and that. But I was told that the human body, which my first project was called Hip Learning the Human Body 101, was not a requirement for school-age children to learn. And I'm like, how can the human body, the one thing that you're connected to, not be the first requirement? They said, oh no, it's earth science and all of this. I'm like, so they would not even let me come in and do free shows, brother. All the private schools in Oakland and Berkeley and San Francisco, El Cerrito, brother, I go in there and they are breading me out. I'm making between $350, $700 per show just to go in and do those assemblies. I couldn't even do a free one. I've never to this day done a free show or paid show in any Oakland public schools. And that should tell you right there the politics behind why we're not excelling.
Where's the obstacle? Is it really, somebody said, you know, your first project, which dealt with the human body, and now we'll put on the hat and say it was 15 years ago, right? Because about 10 years ago, I guess, you know, we started to hear the word STEM, and people are like, let's emphasize science and let's get our kids up to speed, right? So you were actually ahead of the you know, all that. Because I remember you were talking about, you know, like, you know, we need to get our kids into more math and science. We had you on the show.
Respect
you came and talked about this and, you know, and how excited you were about it, that, that we had these tools and that there would be no excuse for people not to, you know, not to be able to, you know, not be able to learn, because here you had it. And at this point, we were talking about how hip hop could be more of a useful thing. So hip hop has been touted by all these educators all around the world about how great it is. But here you are, Oakland born and raised and bred and with a history, and you were a school teacher. So we're not talking about somebody who is like some hippity hop guy who just showed up. How long were you teaching?
Oh, brother, I mean, I've been teaching over 35 years. So at the time when I developed hip learning, at least 10 years.
Wow.
At least 10 years as an assistant and a science teacher and after school program director. So it was actually my children who inspired me to make hip learning, because I heard them singing songs that were, you know, not the greatest of lyrics, but they had a capacity to remember like 5-minute song. Like, well, you can remember that. Let me put these lessons in the hip hop form. And the weird thing is I had kept my hip hop away from my teaching the whole time. Like I kept them separate and for, you know, just didn't want the stigma of, oh, he's a hip hop dude. And that was the wrong approach. As I found out once I married the two, it was a match made in heaven or whatever you want to say. So.
Wow. Well, let's talk about this this project now. So you got a number of people on it. You brought in producers. You have, you know, singers. You have some legendary people like Chris Berger, you know.
Yes, sir. My dude. That's my dude.
Right. That's on there. I want to listen to this one because I like this one. Let me just pull it up. It is called Water.
Oh, my daughter's singing on that.
Yes. Najaree, is that how I pronounce the name?
Najaree.
What was that like having her in the studio, considering that in the first project 15 years ago, she was the inspiration?
Bruh. So she goes to Oakland School for the Arts. She was a vocalist. She's now in audio engineering. So having her in the studio is like having a professional person. She's more professional than I am in the studio. You know, she's laying it out thick, man. I love having her. So she's on a couple of songs on this project. And
is that why you had her on? Because you could get some free engineering? Are you
free?
Are you exploiting your kid?
Are you kidding? Bro, I had to buy her whole studio in her room, bro.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Logic Pro X, bro.
Was that the trade off?
Daughter. I taught her, hey, you don't do nothing for free. You get your.
Okay. So we're good. You didn't exploit her. So she came.
Never that.
So after you bought her the studio, she came in and laid down some lyrics for you in this song, Water. Let's talk a little bit about it.
Without a doubt. So what you want to know about Water?
Well, tell us what you want us to listen to. You know, how, did you both write the song together? Did she just lay it out? I mean, what was this about?
I wrote the song. I wrote her part. She doesn't like to write lyrics as much. She writes harmonies and melodies and things of that. She's getting in more into writing lyrics now, you know, but no, she so I wrote that, but I gave her the harmony and she switched it up, of course. She always does that. One day I think she'd do it this way. I'm like, whatever, you know, you got the green light, you know. You go to the school, you know how to do it. So
right.
I don't really know exactly where my inspiration. Well, I think it was a multitude of inspirations from that song. You know, seeing people in Africa building wells, and you know, going to the store and getting my reverse osmosis water. You know, having access to that, and knowing that everybody doesn't have access to water that way. Just really, water is everything to us. You know, everything grows from water. You know, the water and the sun. So. It's important. And then the Flint, Michigan thing really took me over the edge when I heard about how their water was corrupted. And
right.
Just had to make a song about water.
Let me ask you this. You know, having been a teacher, were you just concerned too that a lot of kids would come into class, you know, having drank soda, instead of water, you know, because there was this push to start taxing these sugary drinks and really move people in the direction of water. And it seems like, you know, you might have been building off of that wave, no pun intended.
You know, not so much, you know, bro, I was working in a private school, so it's a little different than being in the public school setting. You know, kids aren't going to the store before you go to school like I did growing up. We used to do it too, you know, potato chips and the soda. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's breakfast sometime. You know, you don't want to go in the cafeteria because you don't want people to know you was poor. And so you avoided that because that was a stigma back in the day. So I understand the complexities of the issue. But yeah, sugary drinks should not be what you start off your day with. Water is the key to life, man, and to, you know, revitalize our cells and our tissues and everything. So water's super important.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. The name of the song is Water, featuring Naja Ray. Our guest is Naru. We'll be right back.
Water is substance, water is life. It should be free, not sold out of price. Precipitation, condensation, evaporation, the weather nation. Without water, we couldn't survive. Without water, everything dies. No plants, no trees, no mammals. No humans, dogs, cats, or camels. So why would we poison water? Do we care about our sons and our daughters? Tell me now, don't you think that we oughta respect water, respect water?
Water is so precious, we need to respect it. I hope you accept it. If not, then I really don't know where our world is gonna go.
H2O, turn on the faucet and watch it flow. But make sure that you never do waste it. So fresh, so clean, you can taste it. Reverse osmosis, water filtration. Fill it up at your neighborhood station. But everybody ain't got it like that. Some people need water real bad, and we gotta help them out, man. Build wells for the people, clean water is the right, man. And I hope you understand this. Don't waste water, stop living scandalous.
Water is so precious, we need to respect it. I hope you accept it. If not, then I really don't know where our world is gonna go. Water is so precious, we need to respect it. I hope you accept it. If not, then I really don't know where our world is gonna go. Water is so precious, I really don't know where our world is gonna go. Water is so precious, we need to respect it. I hope you accept it. If not, then I really don't know where our world is gonna go.
We're back here, Davey D, hanging out with you. The name of the project, Hip Learning, the name of the song, Water, with Naja Ray.
Yes, sir. You got it.
There you go. Our guest, Naru Quinna, educator, activist, artist extraordinaire. His new project, Hip Learning. So how can people get a hold of this? You know, is this just for the schools, or is this for the public in general?
Our Hip Learning, Our World, Our Planet is available on every platform where you get your music. So from iTunes to Tidal to YouTube to Spotify, it's everywhere. I'm coming from CD Baby, so they drop it everywhere. Again, I got to shout out to Oakland Cultural Funding Program, who provided the funds to produce this project. So it is everywhere. I did a soft release And then next year, we're going to do the full on release. We're working on the videos and all of that stuff now. Just started a video production company as well. So we've got some programming, some series coming. So just be on the lookout for that next year.
So technology terminology, and it features Chris Berger, who is a pioneering artist here from the Bay.
My dude, Jungle Bestie. Right?
His wife is an educator, longtime public school teacher.
Yeah, yo, just put out a book.
Yeah, and she just put out a children's book. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So she did.
Let's talk about this, technology terminology. What is this about?
Brother, I don't know if you listen to the song, but I'm like, hey,
I have listened to
CB,
it.
CB, yeah. I don't know a lot about this technology thing. Can you help me out? That's exactly what it is. So my good brother, Mo Wright, years ago told me I should do a technology rap, and he sent me all this terminology. And let me tell you, I am not the most technologically advanced person. I'm a more of a analog, hardcore dude, but I have a lot of people around me that know technology. CB actually has a job, you know, working with technology, and I hit CB up. That's my dude, one of the most underrated rappers to me. And I said, CB, man, I need you to do this technology rap, bro. And he was like, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I got the Love project going on. I was like, look, bro, I'm not trying to hear all that. I need you to do this technology rap. 3 days, man, he had got it back to me, and I loved it. The brother Kenny Brooks produced the track. CB already had that track sitting around, so we had to holler at Kenny, make sure it was cool. He was all with it. And we went and recorded it down at CB and Josh's studio down in West Oakland. And man, yeah, he laced it, man. He laced that track.
He sure did. Let's take a listen to it. It's off the album Hip Learning.
Hip Learning, ACB.
Yo.
I really need to know a little bit more about this technology thing, man. It's not my area of expertise. You think you could come and drop something on the people, man?
Get your game tight. What's that strange light? It's a computer, but they all ain't the same type. Linux for the world, Apple for the artists, but Android and Microsoft Windows, they got the market. Those are systems operating at a high level, but you can create your own, so why settle? There's software and hardware, rules and tools, they work together like winter weather and warm sweaters. Perform better, some people making long cheddar, and major changes from here to global ranges. Let's look at software, front end and back end. Front is for the client side, UI. That's user interface. Now to the back end, that's the guts to make it all happen. But you could be full stacking, having skills in both could be a dual act. Now rule cool cabbie.
Technology, terminology, come along, I teach you, just follow me. Technology, terminology, don't know the tons, no need for apology. Technology, terminology, come along, I teach you, just follow me. Technology, terminology, don't know the terms, no need for apology.
Hardware, all over the place like dog hair. And it too will obey your every command a lot, yeah. Billions and billions of computations and calculations in a half second, you gon' have to reckon. The CPU is the brain. Without one, you'll get a very strange outcome. Inputs and outputs, but with the rolls, like a mouse or a speaker with the whipper flows.
What does RAM do? Man, I forgot.
That's random access memory, and it hits the spot. The more you got, the more hot your block between your system and your app, so your performance don't drop. The motherboard and the children get heated. It's good you got a fan, so your data ain't deleted. The tech is strong, and it moves at a fast pace. Get your steam on, don't get left in last place.
Technology, terminology, come along, I teach you, just follow me. Technology, terminology, don't know the terms, no need for apology. Technology, terminology, come along, I teach you, just follow me. Technology, terminology, don't know the terms, no need for apology.
The power's on, screen's bright, and a blank stare. I click the browser, I ain't going nowhere. You need a highway, a network to your destination, or cellular 345 generation. There's Ethernet and Wi-Fi. Is the switch on? Check the modem. Is the online light bright? Modulate, demodulate. Hence modem. Your pages, apps, and programs are now loading. A browser like Safari, Edge, and Chrome, if connected, will bring you to a page like home. All of them got a search engine, Google and Bing, Yahoo, you say, for the things they bring. But if you wanna plant trees, there's Ecosia or DuckDuckGo, so nobody knows ya. Keep your information private. Use a VPN or else they'll clock your watcher until the creepy
technology, terminology. Come along, I teach, you just follow me. Technology, terminology. Don't know the terms, no need for apology. Technology, terminology. Come along, I teach, you just follow me. Technology, terminology. Don't know the terms, no need for apology. Yeah, keep learning. Got a shout out to my man Mo Wright. He gave me the idea to do this technology song. Kenny Brooks, man, thank you for this beat. It's slamming, bro. Oakland, California.
So technology, terminology, featuring CB, better known as Chris Berger. Our guest, Nauru, in the building. And giving people a fun way just to kind of learn some things. I like this. I like this.
I'm glad you like it, man. You know, my favorite song on there is Going Vegan, because I've been in 2 weeks I'll be a vegan for a year, man. And being vegan, that's something I never thought I would ever do in my life, bro.
Oh, man, you went that direction, huh?
Man.
You like it? Is it good being a vegan?
Hey, brother, let me tell you this, Dave. I lost 40 pounds in this year. All of my joint pain. I have severe arthritis. I've had 2 hip replacements. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And I was, you know, remember, Dave, we used to ride those bikes. I was an avid bike rider back in the day and a basketball player. So my body is, you know, was just falling apart. I went to do a cleanse and at Naturally Yours. I got to shout them out in Richmond, California. My man Desan, Naturally Yours, Richmond, California. He will get you right. And he said, brother, I can sell you this cleanse. It's cool, but you're going to need to do this diet. He gave me the Dr. Sebi diet. I looked at the ingredients. I was like, I started laughing, bro. You tripping, bro. I can't eat like this, bro. I'm fried chicken and shrimp. He said, look, bro, try it for 3 weeks. After 3 days, Dave, I thought I was going to die.
Really?
I tried to bite a piece of fried chicken. My wife had made some, and my body rejected it in 3 days after all the herbs and stuff I had, and it wouldn't. I couldn't even chew it, couldn't swallow it. I was like, "What? Oh, what's going on here?" So, I kept on with the diet, and in 3 weeks, man, I started feeling great. My pain started going away. I started losing weight, and then I found the community that Black community that made vegan food that I could stomach and palate, because it had seasoning, and then I was good after that. But that first 3 days, I was like, oh bro, no salads every day, I can't do it.
Right. Well, you know, the vegan thing is cool. Usually, you know, when I've had vegan food, I usually, you know, add some cheese and stuff to it, you know, and people say you can't do that. No. And I go, you know, you got to melt some cheese on this stuff. Otherwise, you know, gives it some extra taste. Or, you know, sometimes I have some bacon with it. I don't know. I don't see what's wrong.
Come on, man. Cut that out, bro.
Man, right across the street is the vegan mob right there.
So, oh, yeah. You're right. You are right by the vegan mob.
Yeah. So I go to the vegan mob and I'll grab some stuff. I come in there. I get my veganism on. But I like to add my own stuff to the thing. Well, no. There's nothing wrong with adding your own flavor to the food. I mean, it's already good, but I just, you know, it needs a little extra cheese for me.
Man, shut up.
So you saying it's wrong is what I hear you saying, huh?
Man, hey, if your body feels good with what you eat, you continue on. But mine was at a place where I had to make a transition. And the beautiful thing about it was, man, I got right before this COVID thing hit. So my immune system got hyped up, because, you know, I was type 2 diabetic, arthritis, all of that stuff. And now I'm on the path to, you know, not even having diabetes anymore. So I feel blessed. And thank you to the brother and the son and the sisters over there at Naturally Yours in Richmond, California.
Well, there you go. Let's hear the song, Going Vegan. featuring Ladies, Lady Does. Who is that? I don't know this person.
No, she knew. She knew. I'm bringing her out, bro. So I used to laugh at her. She's been a vegan for a long time. She's one of my coworkers. And I used to always like, man, I need some meat. I need some chicken. She was like, no, you can do it. And I'm like, how the world you eat that every day? And then when I became vegan, she was the first person I talked to, and she started laughing at me. I was like, I said, well, I'm gonna get you on this song. So she's not even a rapper, Dave. I got her to rap on this song. That's not what she does, but I got her to do it. She came kind of tight on there, I think.
Yeah, she did. Let's see, here it is, going vegan.
Yeah. Now rope or not. Hip learning. We back. Yeah. Told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing. They really weren't believing. Yeah. Told them I was going vegan. Had to break it down. Had to give them all a reason. Yeah. Told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing. They really weren't believing. I was going vegan, had to break it down and had to give them all a reason. You can keep your drink and your smoke. All I want is plant-based food down my throat. Yeah, I be sipping on tea, content Aston B, no coffee, no sugar, no meat at all. And I ain't really missing it, y'all. Plant-based food on mine, yeah, and I'm doing just fine. No beef, no chicken, no swine. I ain't eating nothing that swim or fly. Plant-based, baby, that's the way to eat. I ain't been sick in 100 weeks. Season up my food, I ain't missing nothing. It smells so good coming out of my oven. Naruka, not Oakland, Cali, hip learning. Cooking up this vegan cuisine, I be burning. Told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing, they really weren't believing. Yeah, told them I was going vegan. Had to break it down, had to give them all a reason. Yeah, told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing, they really weren't believing. I was going vegan, had to break it down, had to give them all a reason.
Back in the day, you used to look at my plate and say, where your meat D, where that heat be, where's your protein? And I say, look at these, you see these here beans and these green leaves, they're better protein than your chicken wings. Muscles don't just come from meat, go ask King Kong, tell him that his peeps is wrong. Cause they are strict vegetarians and they still out there scaring them. I can't believe it, Naruquina. Remember, you used to talk so much mad smack about my food? I just can't believe it. So to see you here now, eating the vegan life, haha, guess who was right?
Told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing, they really weren't believing. Yeah, told them I was going vegan. Had to break it down, had to give them all a reason. Yeah, told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing, they really weren't believing. I was going vegan, had to break it down, had to give them all a reason. Walnuts and hemp seeds, that's what I eat. Y'all can keep that cheese, I don't want it in my teeth. No white bread, no hybrid wheat. Kamut and teff with garbanzo beans, that's what I'm eating on. Tell me that I'm wrong. I don't mess around with no GMO clones. Fast food, nah, I be cooking mine slow. Or eat it straight raw, that's the real way to go. Sipping on some ginger, elderberry, and lime. Agave nectar, now I'm feeling kinda fine. I told y'all before, straight vegan on mine. Feels so good, so I put it in a rhyme. I make my own pesto, waffles, and hummus. It feels so good when it enters my stomach. Energy level be flying through the roof. Vegan life is healthy, I'm living proof. Told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing, they really weren't believing. Yeah, told them I was going vegan. Had to break it down, had to give them all a reason. Yeah, told them I was going vegan. Fools started laughing, they really weren't believing. Told them I was going vegan. Had to break it down, had to give them all a reason.
We're back here. Going vegan. Featuring Lady Does. A vegan, a real. So this ain't no fake vegan stuff. This is real. No, y'all are real. Y'all are real vegans. Rapping about veganism. And why is it important to include it in a hip learning album? You know, an album that is really talking about science and trying to get people to learn the three R's: reading, writing, and arithmetic. Why this? Are you trying to indoctrinate our kids or what?
I'm trying to give lifestyle choices. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to knock anybody over the head with it. As you can see, it's kind of bumping. I mean, I think people won't listen to it, be like, well, look, I don't know what he's talking about, but it's bumping. Oh, he's talking about being a vegan? All right, well, maybe I ought to try it out, man. I've got a few people eating vegan now, brother, because they saw me do it, and I cook a lot. So you know, they came over and, you know, I fried up the oyster mushroom. They thinking they eating chicken. I'm like, man, what kind of chicken is that? You eating mushrooms, bro. Oh, what? Oh, that's good, man. Or I made some waffles, you know, and with no butter, no milk. And
no butter?
Yeah, no butter, bro. Use that grapeseed oil, baby, that grapeseed oil with that hemp milk, man. And, you put the agave in it, and it's all good, bro.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I know. I thought the same thing, Dave. I overstand, brother. You the way you acting right now is how I was acting in the beginning. I'm like, man, I'm not gonna be able to do it. Hey, but when your body starts feeling good, and also, brother, look, I stopped drinking, stopped coffee, alcohol, any sugary drinks. I make my own elderberry, ginger, and lime now. Oh, man. I make my own cacao chocolate. Oh, it's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap. I'm in it for life.
Oh man, I'm sitting here looking at my chocolate covered liquor Christmas treats, man, trying to make me feel bad as I'm sitting here doing this interview talking to you. You know, let me put this chocolate covered cherry down and get serious.
You ain't getting no younger, man. You might want to try it out. I got a plate for you, bro. I'm gonna hook you up.
Hey, look, on a serious tip, I like what you're doing. Also, before we let you go, you've been doing some other work. You have a foundation that you've been working with. So you've been, you know, recently I know you were working with some folks who are houseless. You know, can you talk a little bit about the extra stuff that you're doing above and beyond the Hip Learning album?
Well, yeah, me and my wife have a nonprofit. It's been around for about 15 years, Alternative Minds Foundation. So we deal a lot with artists. We deal with the disabled community or differently abled community. Some people want to call it that. Education, my man and Jamal with AfroLit. We produce AfroLit at Laney College a couple years ago. Literacy for our folks. We're dealing with a balanced edutainment where we're doing a project called Pacha's Pajamas. We're working with them. Just produced a film, Joe Capers. I don't know if you saw that. So Joe Capers was one of the founding fathers of our sound here in Oakland. And a lot of people went to his studio to hone their skills, from MC Hammer to Dwayne Wiggins, from Tony, Shock G. Everybody went through there, man. So I did a film on him. He passed away. We're producing all kind of different projects. Through that, my daughter and I just wrote a book, and we are getting that. We're going to do a soundtrack for that as well, and also release that sometimes next year. And then we have another project called People, Places, and Possibilities, which is going to be highlighting people of color around the world, starting here in the Bay Area, though, first. Everything from beekeepers to farmers, to people in alternative energy and resources. And then the project I'm doing for the folks that are houseless, homeless, or unhoused, you know, whatever you want to call it. Brother, I just ran into them in Mosswood Park. It was a family that had six children, and you know, just loving children the way I do. My brother Mo Wright was the one who actually hit me to him. We went down there to help him and get food, and then just try to get him out of there. So we're in a hotel now, and we've been doing that. Brother Leo Mercer, he started a campaign on Facebook and was able to raise funds for them as well. So there's about three different organizations, another Christian organization, I can't recall their name right now. We're actually gonna have a meeting tomorrow. We actually just found out that they're eligible for this new shelter that is brand new, looks like better than a hotel. It's so clean, and they're eligible to get that space in 2 weeks. So we're super excited about that. And I'm so happy to the community, because I know it's hard times right now, and people have been donating, helping us out. Just in the last 2 days, like I said, I raised $600 for this family, man. And just these are all from community people. I mean, I get a shout out, Ayodele and Zenga put money in, Sonia Widow. Yeah, a lot of different people. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but it was just a blessing and overwhelming a response from my community. Man, when our community knows people are in jeopardy, we step up. And so that's what I love about Oakland, man. We are united in a lot of ways. They talk bad about our city a lot, but we have some beautiful people here, beautiful arts, beautiful culture here. And I own my house. I'm not leaving the town.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. You know, my question still is, as much as I love to see that people step up, I always think there's a disconnect in terms of, you know, the community having to step up when we got trillions that are sitting around. You know, this is the area where you have trillions.
Yes, sir.
With developers, tech companies, you know, and even our government, you know, do you feel that they're not doing enough and they're just like, oh, you know what? Let these people just kind of wallow in whatever their situation is. The community will step up while they just pocket, you know, record amount of profits, because there are quite a few that made money during this pandemic versus losing.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming the answer is yes, since I'm not privy to the information of where the money is going and what organizations are getting it. I don't really have the full answer. I do know there are organizations who are helping and providing food and shelter, and I'm just now beginning to find them and connect with them. But like you were saying before, they're not in the public limelight or eye, so we don't really even know about them sometimes unless we are searching for them. Everything that we search for, we probably can find. We're in the information realm right now in our society, where almost everything is at our fingertips. So you type it in, Oakland housing homelessness, you're going to get a lot of hits and a lot of organizations. So they are there. I don't know if the people who are in those organizations are actually going out in the communities, though.
Oh, no, I think they are. I'm talking more like the corporations. You know, the developers.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, yeah, those people doing it, they're doing the work. But I'm just saying that we have these institutions that have so much. You know, they're the ones that are charging $5,000 a month so you to live in a building.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm
gotcha.
Saying? They're the ones that are, you know, looking around, and, you know, the CEO made, you know, $25 million when they let him go. You know what I'm saying? And in the middle of all that, we have people sleeping on the streets, and we're wondering how's that happening. Then you have governments, you know, people that sat on these city council seats and whatever, that would give them more opportunity to make. And you're sitting there going, how do you have this disconnect? Why are you and so many others doing heavy lifting when we have, you know, folks that have these means that are sitting back folding their arms and acting like it ain't, you know, it's all good when it isn't?
Well, I guess if they're not legally required to give that money away, they're not going to be giving it away. I mean, if they have foundations and things of that nature, which most of these corporations do, we have to look into if they are providing funding through grants and things of that nature. So a lot of times they are, and we just don't know it, or the monies are available and you're not going to get the funds. I mean, I'm part of a California grant watch where I get every day grants pop up on my email. I'm see 10, 15 grants, and there's money for there's money for things you wouldn't even think about, man. I just saw one like $5,000 to take your old VHS tapes and digitize them. You wow. know, it's stuff like that, bro. It's just like, it's crazy amounts of money out here. Our people, black people, people of color, don't know a lot about grant writing and fund and foundations, and so we think that it's a hoax or it's a game, but it's definitely not. It's something that I've been able to utilize for well over a decade now, in getting funding for my project. So I know how viable it is. Mm-hmm. And there's places like right here in Oakland, like the Akinati Foundation that only grant to blacks and people of color. So there's organizations that are specifically geared towards that. So you know, it's in our politics too. You know, my sister Carol Fife, you know, she just won District 3 over there in West Oakland. And so, you know, she's definitely going to be an advocate for the unhoused. And, right. you know, trying to build with her on what she's doing, her platform is, and educating people more about that, because that matter of fact, the song I have on the project called Affordable Housing was features her. She's on that song, and I took a speech from her, and I got her blessing to do that. And the family that I was talking about was inspiration for that song as well. So,
well, there you have it. We're gonna actually go out with Affordable Housing. I'm glad you made that transition for me. I didn't have to. Yeah. So we've been talking with Nauru, his brand new project, Hip Learning. We want you to check that out. We want you to check him out, support his work. Is there a website that we can hit you up on?
Oh, yeah. www.hiplearning.org or .com or .net. I own all of them because I don't want nobody trying to bob on them. I got all of them. You hit .com, .net, dot, whatever, anything Hip Learning. It's me. And alternativemindsfoundation.com.org. That's where our nonprofit is housed. You can go in there and support us as easily as making a donation, or you can sign up for Amazon Smile and make us your nonprofit of choice, and you don't have to do a thing. Every time you buy on Amazon, we get a cha-ching, you know. So
there you go.
What's that?
We appreciate it. We're going to take a break here on Hard Knock Radio. We'll
Thank
be right
you,
back.
Thank you, bro.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. Nauru Pana. Hip Learning. Had to make a song for my people out here living on these streets, struggling every day. I see y'all. I'm with y'all. Love y'all. We ain't gonna never forget y'all. Forget y'all. Forget y'all. Forget y'all. Forget y'all. Hip Learning. Oakland, California. Let's go. We need affordable housing and better paying jobs. Cause poverty ain't cool. In fact, it's quite hard. Affordable housing. We need to get paid. Cause ain't nobody living off this minimum wage. We need affordable housing and better paying jobs. Cause poverty ain't cool. In fact, it's quite hard. Affordable housing. We need to get paid. Cause can't nobody live off this minimum wage.
After the housing crisis and the foreclosure crisis of 2008, many homeowners lost their primary residences, their only residences. And so that allowed speculators and the banks that were bailed out by the government at that time to come in and scoop up homes at rock bottom prices.
Ha, hey, 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 ho, 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 Hard Knock Radio, East, West, North, South, conectados. Every set, every hood, barrio to barrio. Y'all stand up, stay righteous. Speaking to the thugs, one love. We know where y'all at. Top, Round Buffalo. It's a hard knock life, gotta pay your bills. They want a song about bling, but it ain't real. We speak to the kids and the OGs. Organize, mobilize, be the change you wanna see.
my car, didn't get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what to do. But when I turned on my radio, I found out all I needed to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Hey, listen up to your local DJ. You better hear what he's got to say.
It's not a problem that I can't fix, cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble just to move out on a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain. Said away goes trouble down the drain.
KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio has been chosen to be part of GiveGuide by Willamette Week. When you show your support for KBOO on GiveGuide or any of the other 170 participants,